March 19th, 2021, the Solemnity of St. Joseph. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Most of all, when I call you to holy love, I am asking you to pray for an attitude of forgiveness. Forgiveness was preached to you from the cross when my Son asked me to forgive those who crucified him. In everyday life, you may not see specific opportunities in which to forgive. But it is enough to remember you need to forgive yourself for past sins of unforgiveness and past mortal sins which wounded our divine hearts, as well as the heart of the world. The fact that everyone behaves uncharitably in their earthly life at some time calls for repentance in the present. To forgive means you recognize there are times when you loved sin more than you loved me and my Son, and to seek forgiveness out of love. My heart is always ready to forgive, always ready to love. Allow yourselves to be convicted in error so that you can practice forgiveness of self. This is just as important as forgiving others. Forgiveness opens the door to grace and makes your human heart more perfect in holy love and in my sight." A note is given to read Matthew chapter 9, 2 through 8. "And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven.' And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, 'This man is blaspheming.' But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, 'Rise, take up your bed and go home.' And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men." Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 14. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.